So if whoever was on, if you recall from last week, we discussed a piece from the Chidush Alev, where he described that Noach Ish Tzadik, right? And the tzidkos of Noach was his Maisim Tovim and his mitzvos and Maisim Tovim. And that's the Iker Toldos, that's the Iker progeny of a person, the fact that they do Maisim Tovim. And he pointed out it's not necessarily the big, fancy, flashy accomplishments in life, you know, starting an organization and giving the speeches to 10,000 people. And he said, it's not about that. It's your Maisim Tovim that you do every day. The effort and the work that you put into all the small things is what really, really matters. That's the Iker of Adam that he said, right? Noach was an Ish Tzadik, but it's not being described to him that he was Ish Tzadik because he saved the world. That's not that Rashi was focusing on. It's the tzidkus of Noach and the toldos of Noach was the fact that he had his Maisim Tovim day in and day out. And that's really his true legacy, even though there's obviously something grand and grandiose that he accomplished. And so that was the point that the Chidush Alev was making, that we need to focus on the smaller Maisim Tovim that we can do in day in and day out. That's what really builds ourselves up. And it's not about the huge things, it's not about the big deals, it's not about the flashy events, because ultimately we don't control the outcome. We only can control our efforts. We put in a shtadlus, and the outcome is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants great, grandiose things to come out of it. He'll maneuver things so that occurs, right? And he has many shlichim that can accomplish it. But in terms of our own individual jobs is put into our effort. And then whatever Hashem wants to be will ultimately be. So that was the previous piece. So I'd like to do part two to that. Another very important piece when it comes specifically to the idea of reaching Shlemus and learning Torah. So that's what I really want to focus on now. And it's really a continuation of that same theme, which is so important for, I think, every single person to internalize and know. That it's not about what your output is. That's how in American capitalistic societies, they assess success. It's how much you can accomplish. It's just about the bottom line. But for Yiddishkeit and for Torah, it's not. It's not emes. What emes is you putting in your maximum effort and your shtadlus. So it says, Vayikra Moshe. Sorry, this is not connected to this week's Parsha. So it's the part two from last week, which was on the Parsha. Now we're just doing part two. Vayikra Moshe. So Hashem called out to Moshe. Isu Isa b'Yalkut Shimoni. It says in the Yalkut Shimoni, "L'lamedcha shegdolim tzadikim yosim amalchei hasharis." This teaches us that Hashem called out to Moshe. Moshe could hear that call. This teaches us that tzadikim are even greater than malachim. Shemalchei hasharis einam yicholim lishma kolo, because the angels can't really handle Hashem's call. Eil ela omdim v'nirsoim v'nivhalin. They quake and they shudder when they hear the call of Hashem. They can't manage it. It's almost too much. It's overbearing for them. This is the Yalkut Shimoni says, "V'atzadikim michol lishmo kolo." But Moshe Rabbeinu heard the call of Hashem and could manage it. Moshe Rabbeinu could hear it. The tzaddik is greater than the malach. Mavur godol madrigosim shel tzaddikim bichlal. So this obviously describes not just Moshe Rabbeinu, but the idea of tzaddikim in general. It says tzaddikim. Doesn't say only Moshe. Moshe is the quintessential example of that. Moshe Rabbeinu Prat, but specifically Moshe Rabbeinu, obviously was on a very high madriga. Shem gedolim yosim malachei hasharis. All these tzaddikim are greater than malachei hasharis. Va'okas of Rabbeinu Yonah. Additionally, Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Shem Moshe hayashalim b'chol amidos. Moshe was perfected. He was complete in all the midos v'chol hachachmos v'amalos. And all the levels that a person can reach and all the knowledge that a person can gain, Moshe Rabbeinu was absolutely complete. Okay, so we have a picture here of what tzaddikim can accomplish in general, and very specifically what Moshe Rabbeinu was ultimately able to accomplish. He was literally the Ish Shalem. So Kosova Rambam, and I believe this is just a great question. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, Hey Biz, Kol Adam Ra'ilo Liot Tzaddik Moshe Rabbeinu. Any person, each and every person, can be a tzaddik just like Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Just like Moshe. You could be a tzaddik on that level. Udvar tzichim biur, we really need to understand this. Shinei madregas tzidkasa shal adam tshulim b'madregasa b'torah. Because a person's ability to grow and complete himself is really connected to his level in Torah. Kamo shamar Chazal, as Chazal teach us, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Lo Tova Tavlin. Gemara Kiddushin says that Hashem created a Yetzahara, something that's an opposing force that tries to drag us down and we need to work against. And I've created Torah as the antidote to that Yetzahara. Meaning, in other words, in order for you to overcome the Yetzahara and to grow as a tzaddik, you need Torah. And that level of Torah is what's able to propel you further against the Yetzahara. Va'amru, and additionally, V'la'amar is chassid. The Mishnah Perek Avos says that Na'am Ha'aretz can't be a chassid. In order to be righteous, you have to have Torah under your belt. V'ari ein adam shiach la'giyah b'l'magdiri gosso sh'omosh rabbeinu b'Torah. So clearly, no one can match the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, both in Torah and understanding of Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu is unparalleled. He gave us the Torah. K'moshem Chazal, as the Chazal say, Rav Ushmo, Chadam Ramechamishim, Shchamishim Shari Bina Nivru Ba'olam, Kulon Nitnu L'Moshe, Chaser Echad. Rav said that there were 50 levels of understanding of wisdom that were given to insight, given to the world. And Moshe Rabbeinu had basically all of them that a man can possibly comprehend. He had all 49, right? Missing the one. V'tachsir mi'at me'elokim, as the Pasuk in Tehillim says, that Moshe Rabbeinu was just one step lower than godliness itself. B'keish kohelis limso divrei chafetz, the Pasuk says in Kohelis, B'keish kohelis lios k'moshe. Shlomo Melech wanted to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Yatsa Baskol v'amrlo, and the Baskol came out and proclaimed, Uksov Yosher Divrei Emes, Lokom Navi Od B'Yisrael K'Moshe. That there's no one owed like Moshe. There's no one who's on the Madrega Moshe. Shlomo, you can be a tremendously great. You'll be the greatest of men, but one step, one notch under Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu was able to accomplish that which no one else was able to accomplish. Echin Kasav HaRambam. The Rambam furthermore writes in Perish Mishnayos. Excuse me. Hayesod HaShvi. The seventh fundamental yesod in terms of our basic tenets of Yiddishkeit, of Jewish knowledge. Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashem Hu Shenamin Ki Aviyim Shokol HaNeviyim. Moshe Rabbeinu is the father of all Neviyim. Asher Hayu Milufonav Asher Kama Me'acharav. From all those that came before him, from all those who come after him. He is the Adon of the Neviim. Kulameim tachto b'mala, they are all underneath Moshe Rabbeinu in their level. V'ayah nivchar mikol min ha'adam. Right? And he is the chosen of the people. Asher hisig mi diyaso yisparach yosim mikol asher hisig o yasig shum adam shenimtza o yimatze. Right? He's just greater than anyone that ever was and everyone that will be. And he was able to really, literally grow to a level of an angel. As we said before, the Yalkut, even higher than an angel. The Rambam describes it as being angelic. So all this leads us to the obvious question, which is, how on earth? How could the Rambam write, it's not true. I can't be a tzaddik Moshe. Who are we kidding? There's no way. First of all, I'm not even close. And second of all, even if I tried, I wouldn't be able to accomplish it. And yet the Rambam insists a person can be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. But we know Moshe Rabbeinu outclassed everybody in terms of his Torah, his nevuah, his understanding of Hashem. And that's one of our fundamental beliefs. Why is that such an important belief as an aside? Because it really speaks to our confidence in the Torah that we have, in a large part comes from our confidence in Moshe Rabbeinu as being the Adon HaNeviim. If there's anything missing in the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, so that may make us suspect that the Torah we have is not pure. So it has to be absolutely pure because it came from an individual who's absolutely pure on every single level. He's Mamash Nishalem, and so therefore we're confident in the Torah that we have. So that means that Moshe Rabbeinu outclassed us. And if that's true, then we can't be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, because being part of tzidkus is your madrega in Torah, because Torah allows us to overcome the Yetzirah. Okay, so we have to connect to Torah. The Torah gives us strength to overcome our Yetzirah, which means growing in the fullest, most complete sense has to grow out of, is an outgrowth of a person's Torah. So we can't be like Moshe Rabbeinu. So how did the Rambam say it? Lefikach. Therefore, and this is the important yisod that we want to get to. Lefikach, therefore, aleinu lo mashe bevadai. Upon it, we must say, Ein b'cholish shum adam la'gila madrigoso shel Moshe Rabbeinu hein b'torah v'hein basagis Hashem Yisparach. It's true, we cannot reach Moshe Rabbeinu's levels when it comes to Torah, when it comes to appreciation, understanding of Hashem. Baram, however, b'chol zos, nonetheless, rabosa yachol kol adam la'gila la'madrigas Moshe b'tzidkus. You can match Moshe Rabbeinu's level in tzidkus. You can become an absolute tzaddik. Masham chazal shemadregas tzidkus shel adam tuluya b'madregas b'torah, and that which chazal have taught us, that our madrega in terms of righteousness parallels our madrega in Torah, kavanasam hi, the understanding must be shetuluya b'madregas b'torah kifi kochosav. It means it parallels your abilities in Torah, your potential in Torah. Shim nitzal es kol chochosav v'yagil madrega halyon b'yosish b'torah. If you utilize all your abilities and power to reach your level in Torah, right, I should be able to lagia that you can reach harig moy gloymos lishbichol to gam lagia lashlemos. Then it is revealed that you have the tools that you need and the abilities to reach shlemos, to reach completeness for yourself, the way Hashem designed you to be in your most pure, perfected form. You can do that. You become that absolute tzaddik as long as you utilize all your kochos in the ability of the Torah that you're able to reach. V'yachol yos tzadik Moshe Rabbeinu. V'chein mashma v'duvi ha-Mesiyas Yesharim, and he says, I have a diuk from the Mesiyas Yesharim that this is true. You don't have to be on the Madrega Moshe Rabbeinu in order to become a tzadik like Moshe Rabbeinu. In terms of his Torah, you don't have to be. Hashakas b'sof sifra, it says in his Sefer, u'kfar yachol yos chasid gomor, right? After you've learned through the Mesiyas Yesharim and you've grown through the different levels, the different rungs of this ladder, you can become a chasid gomor, an absolute chasid. Ish b'nei sarcho hu ba'al malach b'chusa. Even if it's possible that a person, based on his life circumstances, he's involved in menial labor or in a very, very difficult job that takes up a lot of his space. K'mo mi asher lo yafsig m'piv alimud. You could be the chassid gomor on the same level of a person who never left kolel and never stopped learning one second of his life. That's what the Mesiyas Yesharim says. You can be the same chassid. The Mesiyas Yesharim mentions many times throughout the Sefer that a person's madrega, in terms of being a chassid, is dependent upon his madrega in Torah. So again, how could that be? If we know you can't be perfected in Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu was, so then I can't be the chassid gomor. And yet, he ends off the Sefer saying you can. The whole Sefer is predicated upon this concept of Rav Pinchas ben Yair, who says his very first madrega is Torah v'yelid dezihirus. Torah brings a person to being zahir, being careful in what they do. You got to start with Torah. But I work all day long. I'm filling out people's tax forms all day long. I'm on a construction site all day long. I only have an hour at night to learn Torah. How am I going to be a chassid gomor? Torah mevdila de zehirus, but I have so little Torah. Zehirus mevdila zehirizos. Zehirizos mevdila de nikios. But the starting point is Torah. Lefikach kasha. Ketzad kasha av shekfar yachol yos chassid gomor ish mipnei tzarcha hu baal melacha b'chusa. How can a person become a chassid gomor even if his circumstances dictate that he has to be involved in work that's very busy? I can be on the same madriga as the guy who's never stopped learning his whole life. I feel like such a nebuch kibir to him in terms of ruchnius. So therefore, we must say, if a person has to be involved in whatever job he is involved in, because that's his job in life, whether that's his calling or that's just what he needs to do, and he doesn't have the abilities to grow further in Torah, and nonetheless, he learns this as much as he possibly can. He's dedicated and committed to it as much as he can. And he also follows Das Torah. He has a Rebbe, he has a Rav that he listens to, and he seeks guidance from. He can absolutely reach the highest levels of completion. K'mo misha lo yafsik mipiv halimud, in the same way that a person who never stops learning can reach. K'eva shenitzal is called kochosa v'yegil ha-madrega al yonah b'torah mipi daito. Midasa, right? Because he utilized all his strengths to grow as much as he can. And that is the yesod. You put in your full ishtadlus. In fact, it's very possible a person who dedicated his life to his job and to his family and to his Torah mitzvos also, but he had a very busy job, he may actually be on a higher madrega than someone who's sitting in kolol all day long and who's not utilizing his full kochos. Maybe he's not giving it his all. Maybe the gift that he has to be sitting in kolol, he's not utilizing to its absolute. He's not pushing as hard as he could be. And that's possible. And you can have people, I'm sure we all can think in our lives, examples of people who we just know they're such tzaddikim, right? They work really hard. I mean, you raise that guy's name, you're like, oh, he's such a tzaddik. And it's true. These people who are absolutely committed to chesed and to learning whenever they can, to soak up whatever Torah they can, but they're very busy. They have busy lives and they do great things with their busy lives. They can be tzaddikim. V'chenisa behedra b'sefer Evan Yisrael, which are the drashos of Rav Yisrael Salanter, and this is in the fourth one. It says, Shaninu b'mishnavos, v'lo ma'arz chasid. We quoted that before, and ma'arz can't be a chasid. Dahainu. That means, k'shein shoel eitzel achir, ava k'shelo yelo eitzel mi lishol. Right, that just means you're not a chasid if you don't ask questions, you don't ask eitzos, you don't ask for advice, you don't run things by people. You could very easily, as an Am Haaretz, be making all the wrong choices and the wrong decisions. But, right? But if a person has no one to ask, a person's dying to ask, they're thirsty and hungry and they want to know, right? And he's done everything within his power and the circumstances that he has to grow and to know. Right? Then he is on a level that you cannot compare, you cannot assess. He is on such a high madriga. Mamish k'mo adam ha-galah b'Torah, just like a person's galah b'Torah. That's what Yisrael Salanter, right, the father of the Muslim movement, tells us. Ach zedavka l'inyin chashivos ha-adam mitzad atzmo. Shavim mamish sh'nei b'nei adam sh'amlu sh'neim b'Torah b'shava kol yicholtam. Af she'echad hisig harbe v'shinil hisig klal. Right, two people who worked as hard as they could in order to grow in Torah. One never accomplished ultimately a lot if you were to give him a test. Test him on his knowledge in Torah. The other one accomplished a lot. They could be absolutely equal. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his test, they're on equal footing. They're both precious to him. And they're both mamish kadosh v'tahor. Because they both put in their absolute hardest. They both worked their hardest. They gave it their all. It's possible for an Am Haaretz for him to reach on his level of Ruach HaKodesh because he put in his effort. Mamishkin bo'adam ha-gadol b'Torah, just like someone who knows a lot, who has a lot of information. Nitzol es kol kochosav, as long as he uses all his abilities. Hayotze mitzvarenu. What comes out from here? Shebechol adam yochol agil ha-madrega al-yona shebitzidkus. That's the important point I wanted to bring out here. You can reach, you have to, and you can reach levels of tzidkus and shlemus. Imraki natzel kol kochosav, as long as you just utilize all your potential, as long as you give it your all, right? Sometimes we get too caught up in the bottom line. We get too caught up in how much did I really know, right? How much did I really feel like I succeeded? And you're looking at the wrong measure. You should become a tzaddik, and you can, because I gave my all. Can you look in the mirror and say I did everything I could, right? It was a full day. It was a full day. I looked in my mirror and I really gave it a good day. If you gave it a good day, you should be proud, right? Not complacent, but you should be proud. Becholzos, ein lo desyayish lisrafos b'limudo. Right? A person shouldn't be weak. He shouldn't just give up in his limud and say, I can't do it, so I won't do it. And, Rav Hanach Leibowitz said, I can become a tzaddik anyways. I don't have to learn so much. I don't have to learn so much. I can become a tzaddik. That's what he said. No, that's not what he meant. He meant, as long as you put in all the work, as long as you put in all the work, according to your abilities, and you learn as much as you can learn, and you try to understand on the level that you can understand. Yishma'el gedolei haTorah v'yasa kol ma shebelasos, and you ask for etzos from gedolei haTorah, and you did what they told you to do. Hariyagia lamadreg al yona biyosa shebleshlemos. Then you will reach the absolute, complete level of shlemos, just like Moshe Rabbeinu. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu. And you have to believe that this is true, and that if we had a little insight into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, you know, ledger, into the book he writes in, we'd find ourselves on the same line. We may not feel that way, but if you believe what we're learning is true, then you have to just, you have to inculcate this into your mindset and into your knowledge, that you are on the same line as a tzaddik of Moshe Rabbeinu in terms of your ability to reach shlemus. And that's what's the beauty of Torah and mitzvos and of Yiddishkeit. The beauty of that is that if we're amal, we put in our efforts, then we are tops, according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are absolutely tops. And that's what, and that's the famous vort of the Chafetz Chaim, that he says when we make a siyum on Torah, so we say, Anu amelim v'hem amelim, right? We work hard, and people in the world work hard. You know, people, there are a lot of people in America that work very, very hard, right? We work hard and they work hard. Anu amelim kam schar v'inu amelim v'inu kam sachar. And they work, we work hard, and we're always mekabel reward. And they work hard and they're not mekabel reward. What does that mean? Explains the Chafetz Chaim, because at the end of the day, when it comes to business, or it comes to becoming a doctor, you know, if you don't produce, you're not going to get paid. You know, if you don't get the company off the ground, it's not going to make money, and you're not going to have your schar. And if you're a doctor and you're not able to really heal patients, you know, your business is not going to thrive. They're not going to pay you. But when it comes to Torah, by a melim, being on amel in Torah constantly, just working hard, you get the full schar, and you can become the full tzaddik. And maybe we feel bad about ourselves sometimes, but there are people who know so much more. What am I? And the answer is, you know what you are? You're a star in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. And you should be a star in your own eyes as well. And if you are a star in your own eyes, it'll push you to keep going. And that's very important. It's an important message for all of us. All right, that's today's piece. Any thoughts, any ha'aros, any reactions?
First of all, a very hopeful piece, for sure.
Yeah.